So far, there have been about 200 small wildfires in Washington and Oregon. It's really dry out there, and top Western managers are deep in planning how to make fire camps COVID-19 ready for fire crews. As correspondent Anna King reports, this year, fire camp could be as dangerous as the wildfires.
Blaine Vandehey spends his summers rappelling from helicopters into active wildfires. This is his 12th year in the U.S. Forest Service, and he's worried.
Going to a fire camp is like going to a huge summer music festival.
Fire camp is a hotbed of social undistancing.
How do we fight fires in the age of COVID?
Hillary Franz is Washington's commissioner for public lands. She says officials are trying to make fighting wildfires safe during a pandemic. That crispy sound is bunch grass. Too dry, too early. Parts of the Northwest haven't seen a good wetting rain in weeks. Fuels are built up from a lighter fire season last year, and red flag warnings have already begun. Just getting to a fire is a problem.
They're on the fire line in close quarters. Usually we might have four people on an engine, but four people on an engine, you cannot operate in social distancing rules. Same with our helicopters and aircraft.
Fran says engines may need to only carry two crew members at a time, but it's harder to distance people in the air. The actual firefighting is directed by incident commanders. The most complex fires are called Type 1. Think Paradise, California. And for the entire United States, there are only 16 Type 1 incident commanders.
If we start having those people go down, our capability falls off very sharply, very quickly.
Michael Dugrowski oversees firefighting on 50 million acres of Montana. He says wildfire commanders tend to be older. He predicts
you'll see a lot more closed camps where visitors just won't be allowed.
At the end of their shift, the firefighters go back to camp. Blaine Vandehey finds the center by listening for the drone of generators.
Like massive generators, and you can see these semi-trailers that typically that's what you're going there for is food.
Vandehey says it's easy to spot the first-year firefighters in camp. They wear work gloves clipped on their belts and their dirty yellow shirts to chow, and they touch stuff.
They have these stainless steel stairs that lead up to a window where you pick up your food. And everyone knows you don't touch the railing on the way up.
Like Vandehey did when he was new, he remembers an old salt telling him,
"Vandehey, hands off the rail."
Firefighters call what's on the rail camp crud, anything from raging athlete's foot to a bad case of the flu. Crews are crammed together. They share picnic tables, porta potties, and showers. Vandehey says some just stop bathing. Camp crud spreads like wildfire. It's everywhere, even the little white plastic screw caps on cubies, communal water jugs.
So if one person touches the inside of that container when they open it, or they touch the inside of the cap, they've in essence inoculated 5 gallons.
This year's camp crud could be COVID-19. I'm Anna King.